Please turn your hearts to the Lord with the responsive reading on your handout. Selection from Luther's Small Catechism and Scripture for a Reformation celebration. Our Father, who art in heaven, you would, by these words, tenderly invite us to believe that you are our true Father and that we are your true children, so that we may, with all boldness and confidence, ask you, as dear children ask their dear Father. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Dear Father in heaven, do not look upon our sins, nor on their account deny our prayers. For we are worthy of none of the things for which we ask, neither have we deserved them. Grant them all to us by grace, for we daily sin much, and indeed deserve nothing but punishment. So will we surely also heartily forgive and gladly do good to those who sin against us. In Luther's search for salvation, Romans chapter 1 was a key in the Holy Spirit leading him to understand the gospel. Notice as we read this section how it shows that the gospel is the message of God's gift. God's gift of saving righteousness in Christ. The power of God to save. To save by grace alone, without the works of the law. Romans 1. The gospel of God which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes.
For the Jew first,
and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Luther often wrote about baptism as the treasure of this salvation we have by grace alone. Galatians 3, you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Many of you, as were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Titus 3, according to his mercy, God saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Therefore, we were buried with Christ through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Baptism means that the old Adam in us should be drowned by daily contrition and repentance and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily appear and arise, who lives eternally before God in righteousness and purity. The Holy Spirit enabled Luther to stand for Christ. Unless I am convinced by Scripture and plain reason, for my conscience is captive to the Word of God, I will not recant. Here I stand. God help me. Amen. Here we stand. God help us. Amen. God help us to hear your word and rejoice by faith in your grace in Christ Jesus, that the Reformation may live in us. Here we stand. God help us. Amen. Outside of the Bible, Luther's explanation to the second article of the Creed is one of the greatest confessions of faith, in my opinion. Let us join with Luther then in saying, here we stand, and confessing this explanation to Luther's second article of the Creed. Please rise. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent sufferings and death, that I should be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from death, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. Please remain standing. We'll continue with reading of Psalm 46, interspersed with the singing of "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." Note as we do that how Luther takes the promise of God in this psalm and applies it to them in their situation. And we can do the same. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Mighty fortress is our God, a trusty shield and weapon. He helps us free from every need that has us now taken.
Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn.
With might of ours cannot be done. Soon were our loss effected. But for us fights the valiant one, whom God himself elected.
The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted.
You ask who is this? Jesus Christ it is. The Almighty Lord. And there's none other God. He holds the field forever.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire.
His world's prince may still scar.
still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge.
And do what they will, they still hurt or kill, the whole may be gone, our victory is won. The kingdoms are swollen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.